Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We bring in super friend of the show from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone channel. He is Andrew Siciliano, live from California. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning. It's actually still morning when I come on. How are you guys?
Hi, Andrew.
It's still morning here, so we're good too. Yeah. Let me start off with this question because I know our time's limited with you this morning, and I have a lot of questions for you. So here's my first one for you.
I don't know when the Indians will hit, and I have, like, is Franmil Reyes, have you ever seen a more confused hitter at the plate? He's guessing, but thank God he guessed fastball two nights ago. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, I didn't think he was guessing at that at bat, but let's go back to
the He just threw his hands at it. He's really strong. Keep going.
Hey, Andrew, what do you think the NFL's learned from the NBA and the NHL and golf and everybody else with COVID on how to play your game? What do you think the NFL's
learned? It's a great question. I asked Dr. Alan Sills that on Monday. I think the real answer is they wish they had a bubble, but it's unrealistic. It's a six-month sport, and a six-month bubble with 32 different teams spread out over the country, it would almost be impossible. They don't have a bubble, so they have to do their absolute best. Look, I'll put it this way, and I know I sound like an apologist or a sycophant, but you could make the argument that to get into an NFL building right now, any of the buildings, it's the most stringent testing protocol of any company in America. You have to test negative 3 times in 4 days to get in the building. I mean, anyone listening right now who has to get a test or has to get a temperature check or whatever it is in your own line of work to get in, it's not 3 negative tests in 4 days. The issue becomes what happens when these teams get on airplanes and go on the road and stay in hotels and have to play other football teams. And that's the great unknown. So they can't put bubbles over everyone. But I think they've certainly learned that it is up to each individual player, and right now there are nearly 2,600 of them, to take this as seriously as humanly possible. It'll be walking a tightrope all year long.
I would send out articles about the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals to every player in the NFL.
Oh, they know. And I've asked a bunch of players and coaches the last week, like, what do you learn from the Marlins? And they say it hammers home. they are all aware. Believe me, they are all very much aware. You also have to treat people like adults. So it's not like you're going to, like, you know, lock your kids in the basement. By the way, I don't suggest anyone lock their kids in any room, for the record. But you get my point.
Good idea.
They are very, very well aware. Take Andrew Whitworth here with the Rams. I mean, they had someone go have lunch with a friend. We've all said, hey, we're okay to have lunch, and we're going to be outside, and the waiter is going to be wearing a face mask, right? And we're going to be far apart. But that friend was asymptomatic, didn't know. That person went back to the house, and they had 8 people sick, including their father-in-law, who was on death's door. I mean, that's all it takes.
Whew. Do you think we'll see any big-name players drop out here before the season starts?
Well, it's 4 o'clock this afternoon, so we are on deadline watch here on the network. Yeah. Now you could have them afterwards, hypothetically, but it'd have to be a new medical condition. For example, you know, a player says, you know what, my wife has now contracted the virus and I have changed my mind. This is now in my household. There are exceptions for things like that. The big one's Tre'Davious White, because Tre'Davious came out yesterday and said he's seriously contemplating opting out. And he took a lot of grief on Twitter, evidently, because he lashed out this morning saying, guys, when are you going to realize I'm a human being and I have a family, basically? And when are you going to, maybe I should have told you that my wife's father died of COVID, basically. Like, was this change of mind? I have a little baby, too. And I wish people had listened to all of his presser. Obviously, most people did not. But where he spoke about the fact that he is on the precipice of a huge contract right now, and he would love to set his family up for generational wealth. He's a kid from Louisiana, and this would be – he didn't come for much, and this is a big deal for his family. And I wish people could understand, like, that he knows this is a huge decision. He's also got an 11-month-old, and this is – you know, this is tough for him. You know, they're human beings trying to make decisions here. He would be the big one. I know our friend Mike Silver has thrown out the possibility of George Kittle on Twitter. I guess that would be the biggest of the big. I don't know about that one, though.
If they make a decision after today, they don't, unless circumstances change, they don't get the $350,000 and the year of accrued service time, correct?
Right. Well, it's either 150 or 350. So 100, right. If you just decide, I don't want to play, that's 150.
That's 150. Yep.
Right. If you have diabetes, if you have asthma, if you have some kind of legitimately diagnosed medical condition, then it is 350. It's not in advance. It's actually just a stipend. But, yeah, it's got to be 4 o'clock Eastern today.
All right. I tell you the other thing that's weird right now, too, is the thought that, you know, we'd be looking at the Hall of Fame game this week, and we'd be looking at preseason games.
Yeah, no, it'd be tonight. Tonight.
Yeah, and isn't it an empty feeling? It's just so weird.
It is. It is, believe me. You know, I'm here at the Rams. We're talking about, I'm sure the Browns are trying to do the same thing. I would assume all teams are, you know, trying to get a scrimmage at the stadium, right, to get that feel. It's not a preseason game, but just get that feel of being in the building and actually going live against, you know, the other team. Still, you would love to practice against the other team in town or the Browns, the Bengals, whomever, like a real joint practice. But you can't. Hey, baseball is giving me hope, even though they've had their issues. Basketball is fun to watch. It's the PGA Championship today. Like, we have sports back. Just give me one more. We're getting close. I'm looking forward to the week of the 17th when inside training camp will actually feel like training camp on NFL Network. I miss being out there and seeing you guys and coming to Berea. And I probably would have been on my 8th city in 8 days by now. And, like, I miss all of that. I could feel it. I am optimistic. I got my fingers crossed. Just got to get to that first Sunday and then see what happens.
All right, Andrew, before we let you go, what do you got coming up on NFL Network?
Inside Training Camp Live starts at 1 Eastern, so coming up in like an hour. We are going like all afternoon, like 6 hours-ish. Steve Mariucci, Daniel Jeremiah, Steve Smith, one-on-one, big sit-down, 5-minute interview with Lamar Jackson. So Lamar will tell you what his most memorable moment of last year was, and the answer, I guarantee, will surprise you. Plus, Adam Thielen joins me live, and we'll ask the question aloud, even though he struck out the side or got two outs via strikeout yesterday, why is Brad Hand still closing?
That'll be on the show, too. Good. All right, we'll be listening.
That'll be on the NFL Network.
It doesn't make sense.
Andrew, you have to go back to work.
Popping out at 92.
I thought he hit 93 yesterday.
Did he? I listened to the ninth in the car. I'm sorry.
All right.
If he'd bend over when he'd throw, he'd hit 94.
Well, put it this way. Hold on. I know I'm going blowing past my own stop sign. I pulled up to the store to get some beer, okay? Because I was out of beer, and I was driving by a little liquor store that has a beer that I like that others don't. So I walked in, and it was two outs, and I'm like, and then he walked the guy. I'm like, I'm just going to go get my beer. I'm going to go inside and get my beer. The tying run is now on. I'm not going to look at my phone. I'm not going to look at my phone. I went in and got my beer.
And I know you're past your own stop sign. I'm betting it was an IPA. It was an IPA.
It actually didn't want – they didn't have what I wanted. I didn't want an IPA, but I got one instead. Yes. I ended up with the IPA.
Okay. All right. I won the bet. Good. Outstanding.
Very
Andrew,
nice.
Andrew, thank you. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Good night.
See you, buddy.
Good night. Andrew Siciliano, super friend of the show, from the NFL Network, from DirecTV's Red Zone channel. You know him. You love him as a regular on our show. And, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.